This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. While many were watching whistleblower Frances Haugen's testimony on the Hill today, pushing for more regulation of Facebook, Facebook itself was doing damage control on yesterday's widespread outage. In a blog post, the company said an error of its own making caused the nearly six-hour disruption when routine maintenance went awry. Here in the U.S., the temporary loss of Instagram and Facebook meant fewer memes shared, for sure, and may have cost the company millions in revenue. But we're going to talk about another Facebook-owned property that was also down, WhatsApp. Because in many parts of the world, it's not just another way to text, it's the way to communicate and even do business. And the outage for much of the planet was no joke. Marketplace's Sabri Benishor has that story.
If you need kitchen supplies in Harare, Zimbabwe, Norlene Mkwemba is your woman. She's a public health student, but has a side business selling stuff like cups and juice bottles. She takes orders the night before school.
And then after school, I can deliver to people's offices.
Her customers reach her on WhatsApp and Facebook, and both were down exactly at peak ordering time.
So people couldn't place their orders, so I lost about five customers, which is a lot for me.
WhatsApp is a lifeline for business in a way that websites and even phone lines are not.
Well, the internet is pretty slow in my city, right? So you find that websites are not exactly readily available and the data tariffs are really high. So people prefer buying WhatsApp bundles and Facebook bundles because they're cheaper and affordable.
WhatsApp is a major communication and business platform in a lot of emerging markets. Abraham Leno is in Kigali. He's head of the Eastern Congo Initiative. And he says WhatsApp has made communication more accessible.
Even the simplest phone, the cheapest phone, can allow you to connect with somebody anywhere in the world. And the data usage of the WhatsApp is way, way cheaper than many other platforms.
90% of 16 to 64-year-olds in Argentina, Colombia, and Brazil have it, according to Benjamin Gadan at the Wilson Center. The outage affected everything from group chats to business to even the news.
I mean, it was apocalyptic in Latin America. Every newspaper headline was screaming about this WhatsApp outage, and it seemed like it was bringing the entire economy to a stop.
He says a lot of emerging markets don't have competitive telecom sectors, so you get expensive texting, for example. With WhatsApp, texts are free.
It's been quite common in the development of telecom technologies that smartphones spread more quickly than the very expensive broadband infrastructure.
When you have a power outage, it affects neighborhoods, maybe regions sometimes. But we are now in a world where a WhatsApp outage affects whole areas of the planet. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishor for Marketplace.